What's up? This is Ryan Reese. I'm excited to be touring the Holy Land this year with my parents, Raul and Sharon Reese. It's going to be epic. Every time I go to Israel, you learn something new and you literally see the Bible come to life. A few years back, I was sitting at the Garden of Gethsemane and they were telling us that story about Jesus when he was at the crossroads, not my will, but thy will be done. And after they shared that story, that was the story that impacted my life forever. And I would love for you guys to come out and join us to see what God wants to do in your life. Maybe you're at that crossroads and you want to follow God 100%. This trip to Israel will literally change your life. Come out and join us this year. It's going to be epic.
Get together with Raul, Sharon, and Ryan Reese for a trip to the land of Israel, April 23rd through May 3rd, 2018. For more information, go to somebodylovesyou.com. That's somebodylovesyou.com. And click on the tab Israel 2018 or call Inspire Travel at 714-957-8606. That's 714-957-8606.
Paul the Apostle is sharing here the importance of the gospel. People are dying. People are perishing. They're going to hell. Your loved ones, your friends. Whatever you do, where you work, wherever you are, there are people that are perishing. Do you love them? Don't you care about them? They're not going to believe you unless you live the life.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, we're in the middle of our third week in this series, examining the salvation that's brought to us through the gospel. As Christians, we know that it's God's kindness that drew each of us to repentance and His grace that set us free. But today, Raul will challenge us to live out our salvation in such a way that others will be drawn to what we have. Let's listen in now as Raul Reese begins in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, with the message, Unbelief to God's Invitation.
Every one of us here has had an invitation by the Lord. Every one of us here. In that invitation, we have a will so that in that invitation, we have the opportunity to say yes or to say no to the gospel. Nobody can say, I was forced to become a Christian. Nobody can say that. Nobody can be a Christian unless the Holy Spirit works. And when the Holy Spirit works in the life of a person and they come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, many people do not develop and mature. They stay as babies in the Lord. Why is it that outside of the church, many people are not coming to the Lord? And I've shared with you before, because of the church. The behavior in the church. The church is supposed to be salt and light. We're supposed to make a difference. We are called out. The word church means called out. You're going to see here this morning, God is calling us to go out and tell people about the truth. Let's read what he says beginning in chapter 10, verse 14 of Romans. Paul says, How then shall they call on Jesus? In whom they have not believed. And how, four questions, and how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? You see, four major questions. Now, think about this. I don't want to embarrass you, so don't raise your hand. But when is the last time you led somebody to the Lord? Man, if every one of us here were leading people to the Lord every week, every church would be filled. The church would be doing its job or its calling. And Paul is writing because the Jews have rejected the gospel, even as the Gentiles have rejected the gospel. The gospel is rejected. But Paul never gave up. Peter never gave up. All of the disciples never gave up in taking the good news to people. They died for it, except for John the Beloved. They died for it. And Judas betrayed it. So what about you here this morning? Because then he brings in the scripture, notice, out of the book of Isaiah. He says, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. The gospel brings peace. Who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who really has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see? We come to the word of God. We learn about God's word. God gives us not only the growth in the word of God, but we came to Jesus Christ by faith. And when the gospel is heard, what does the gospel do? The gospel begins to pierce people's hearts. And Paul the apostle wants us to understand. That says, Paul says, I am sharing my heart desire and prayer for Israel and for you to be saved. Paul says, man, I want to see you saved. Why does Paul say that? Because of hell. In Revelation 12:9, John says, so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and all of his angels were cast out with him. All of these demons that are all over the place. With Satan. Satan possesses this world right now. And Christ came to die for the world because Christ is going to take the world back to himself. This world's going to perish. Satan's going to perish into the lake of fire one day. And so Paul is very concerned. How about Satan being the father of lies? Jesus said that in John 8:44. He says, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in Satan. When Satan speaks, he lies. He speaks from his own resources. For Satan is a liar and the father of liars. But because I tell you the truth, you don't believe. You don't believe what I'm telling you, Jesus said. You'd rather believe the philosophies and psychologies of the world, but not the word of God. Israel in these passages simply is being as an illustration of their great unbelief that they had in their lives. And Paul the apostle was concerned with Israel because they were continued to reject. As today, they continue to reject. But one day, their eyes will be open. So it's important to obey the word of God. Remember in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, and Samuel knows that King Saul has been raised up to be king of Israel. And the reason Saul has been chosen is because the people of God have rejected God from ruling over them. Instead of a theocracy, they wanted a monarchy. And God says, cool, I'll give it to you. He gave him Saul. As Saul became the king, Samuel came to him and says, hey, listen, God wants you to go and destroy the Amalekites. Go kill them all. Women, children, everybody. He leaves. Saul goes ahead, gets his army, and goes to the Amalekite camp. He gets there, and he starts killing, but he spares the women, spares the kids, and spares the flocks. And then, after the victory, he is waiting for Samuel to come, but Samuel doesn't show up. Where are you, Samuel? So he decides not to wait on God's timing. So he decides to take the offering and burn it unto the Lord. He sees Samuel coming now. And he says to Samuel, hey, Samuel, missed you, man. How good it is to see you. And Samuel says, what is that that I hear behind you, the bleeding of the sheep? Oh, he says, oh, those are the sheep we took. These are the women. These are the children. What do we see here? We see Saul's disobedience, but more than that, he came to the place where he took the position of the priest. He was not a priest. He went into the wrong place. And when Samuel came, he said, hey, listen, Saul, what you've done is bad. And now God is going to do this to you. And when he heard the judgment of God, He reached out as Samuel was walking away, and he grabbed the hole of his garment and ripped it. And Samuel turned around and said, you should have never done that, because now the kingdom has been ripped from you by God. Remember at the end of Saul's life, when the Spirit of God departs from him? And he's out on the battle. He's going against the Philistines. Well, before that, God's not speaking to him. So he goes to the witch of Endor. He goes to witch, which God's word says, destroy all the witches, destroy all palm readers. Anybody that has to do anything with Satan, destroy it. And Saul goes to the witch of Endor. She knows he's a witch. He comes disguised as somebody else, and he asks the witch, I want you to call Samuel out of the pit. Hell. Sheol. And then Samuel says to him, Saul, tomorrow you'll be in Sheol. Tomorrow you're going to die. And all of a sudden the witch recognizes this as King Saul. And instead of killing her, he lets her go. The next day he goes to the battle against the Philistines. And when he goes to the battle with the Philistines, he's going there and the Philistines are winning the battle. And all of a sudden, Saul, well, Jonathan is killed, and then Saul is wounded. And when Saul is wounded, and the Amalekite comes by, sees him wounded, and he says to the Amalekite, go ahead and kill me. I don't want to be taken captive by the Philistines. So he takes the spear and kills him. Remember who he spared? The Amalekites were the type of the flesh. If you don't put your flesh to death, your flesh will put you to death. It will send you to hell. I hope you finish well. Anybody can start a race, but can you finish the race? Can you finish well? Paul the Apostle finished well. Paul the Apostle was writing in Romans talking about Israel. And not only Israel, but the Gentiles. And then when Saul was killed, this is before he was killed, when he comes back with all of the spoils, this is what Samuel says. He says in chapter 15, 22, so Samuel said to him, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He rejected God's word. He also has rejected you from being king. He rejected you because you're not king any longer. Why? You disobeyed. Man, we got to listen. We got to learn from the word of God. Paul the Apostle is sharing here the importance of the gospel, that you and I need to take the gospel. People are dying. People are perishing. They're going to hell. Your loved ones, your friends, people next door, people in the supermarket, people out where you play, whatever you do, where you work, wherever you are, there are people that are perishing. Do you love them? Don't you care about them? They're not going to believe you unless you live the life. There's too many people in the church today that are not living the life, and that's why the world's mocking us. And I think it's of importance, again, that each one of us, young or old, I don't care who you are, we're all going to die. And if we don't have that love relationship with God, then how can we go out to our loved ones and friends and share the gospel of peace when we don't have peace in our lives? We have no peace in our lives. Look what he says in verse 14, again, the importance of that call for us. How then shall they call on him? Notice, in whom they have not believed. How can the non-believer call upon the name of the Lord if we haven't taken the gospel to them? They can't call upon the name of the Lord. Thank God for satellites. Thank God for computers, TVs, radio, magazines. The gospel today, there's no excuse for anyone to say, I didn't know. Yes, you know. And the Bible says, too much is given, much more will be required. The more responsibility, the greater the judgment. The more you take upon yourself, the greater the judgment will be when you don't obey. So here is Paul. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? So here, he's noticed you hear that a person has to call in order to be saved. And who does that? The Holy Spirit, not us. We are the delivery boy. We give the gospel, we leave it there. And allow the Holy Spirit to work. The Holy Spirit, because we have a will speak to that person and give them the opportunity either to repent or not to repent. But the Holy Spirit is not going to get that person against the wall with the gun and say, if you don't accept Christ, or I'll kill you. He doesn't do that. He gives you the freedom. You don't want me? That's cool. I'll go somewhere else. That's what's so beautiful about Christianity. So beautiful about having a love relationship with Jesus. You see, a person will never call because he has no faith. When I call, I begin to believe, to trust in Jesus Christ. I understand he's the Savior of the world and he can become my Savior. I'm going to hell, but now I'm going to heaven. Why? Because I was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The gospel was shared with me and I repented. And by faith, I came to him and he received me and he took my sins and wiped them all out. All out. And he wrote my name in the book of life. I love it. Romans chapter 10:9 says this, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes in Jesus will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between the Jew the Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. From the book of Joel, from the book of Isaiah, he brings it into the New Testament. Second point, verse 14, second part. And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? So here now the importance of faith. The sinner cannot believe until what? Until he hears it and then he believes. By faith, he takes a step out. You see, so hearing precedes believing. Believing and hearing brings us to notice to a calling that God has in our lives. And as we are called by God and believe in him, then we can be used by God to bring glory and honor to himself. I love that. To himself. I'm not religious. I have a beautiful love relationship with Jesus. My kids, my grandkids can see it. I'm not trying to impress anybody. Neither should you. But it's something that God has given to us that we don't have to preach. He said, by their fruit you shall know them. Jesus said that. You shall know them by their fruits. And what is the greatest fruit? Agape love. Obedience. True faith to God. So if we can do that, then we'll not be foolish. Because remember what Paul said? That the preaching of the gospel was foolishness to those that are perishing. Listen to what he says. He says again, 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. But to us who are being saved, notice who are being saved, abiding, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of the cross, the instrument of death. And then how about fourthly, the importance of preaching to people. Notice, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? That is, who is going to go? How many of you are going to go and do what God says? In your neighborhood, at work, at the supermarket, at the laundromat, or maybe he's calling you to Judea or Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the world, wherever you go. There's opportunity anywhere you go. People are lost. It breaks your heart. So many people on the streets that need financial help, that need love. And then your children and your grandbabies. They're not always going to stay in infancy. They're going to grow up. They're going to become men and women. They're going to be married. They're going to have kids. And when you talk to people so many times, they say, well, my mom and dad, man, were a poor witness to me. That's why I don't believe in God. Or you send them to the university that doesn't believe in God and they come back without God. The world wants to brainwash people that there is no God. We cannot go backwards. We got to go forward. Remember when Jesus came at the end of the book of Matthew chapter 28, after he died and rose, he was going to be going to heaven. He said this to the disciples. And Jesus came and spoke to the disciples and said to them, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Here's the key. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. There's the Trinity, which the actual Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded to you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Preach and then teach them. That's what we're doing here today. We're teaching the word of God. You preach to the non-believer to get saved. But once you get saved, you got to develop. You got to grow in the Lord. You need spiritual food. You got to develop. You got to grow. And then check this out, verse 15 through 17, the answer to the four questions. Here it is, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what is the key? The word of God. The word of God. Isaiah 52:7, where he quoted from. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. And yet the gospel is to be proclaimed to all people, everywhere we go. All time and opportunity comes to your life, and then the great urgency is set in your heart, and the great passion to tell people about Jesus. Is it burning in your heart today? I would pray that this morning when you leave here, it would be not the same way you came here. Different than those listening to the radio too. We need to look at our lives. We can't look at the world until we first examine our lives. Examine your lives. Examine thyself. See if you're in the faith. See if you're being obedient. See if God has really called you. Or are you playing church?
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. Today's message, Unbelief to God's Invitation, is part of our ongoing series on salvation. It's available to hear once again at somebodylovesyouradio.com or as a podcast from iTunes. And maybe you'd like to have a copy to give to a friend or family member. Well, you can get that for a gift of any amount by calling 800-634-9165 and requesting the message, Unbelief to God's Invitation. Well, we hope you've been encouraged today to freely and boldly share the gift of the gospel with those around you this Christmas season. To help you do that better, we've put together an all-new MP3 series from Rawls simply titled Salvation. This collection of three messages clearly outlines the world's need for a Savior and explains the rescue plan that God set in motion with the birth of Jesus that silent holy night in Bethlehem. You can use this resource as a witnessing tool and also make it a meaningful Christmas gift. Contact us to purchase Rawls' Salvation MP3 series. To place your order, simply visit somebodylovesyouradio.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this collection of three messages for just $7.95 plus shipping and handling. The phone number again is 800-634-9165. The mailing address here, if you'd like to order by writing, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 877-207-9765. And if you're not already, we invite you to follow us on Instagram. You're a valuable partner in this ministry, and we'd like to give you an insider's look at all that God is doing through Somebody Loves You Radio. Well, as the end of 2017 draws near, we'd like to thank you for the many ways you've supported Somebody Loves You Radio. Next year, we'd like to be able to reach even more people with Rawls' teaching and a variety of resources that will point people to Christ and the eternal life that's found in Him. We welcome your year-end gifts. They're a tangible way you can become involved in this evangelistic ministry, and every contribution you make is tax-deductible. On the next Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll see that God will never force anyone to choose Him, but has invited everyone to receive His free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.